recording into the phone now.
Oh, okay.
Because I can send it right to the station from here, so it saves me all of the downloading time when we go to when we go to produce. I'm thinking that the toughest losses are the ones where you have those big emotional swings at the end. Last week's game looked like it was going to be in the win column. You need to make a couple of stops, and then it was just that big swing from what looked like a go-ahead touchdown to what was an eventual loss. How do you recover from that?
Well, first off, we try to focus on not just those last two plays, you know, the kickoff and the defensive play I talked about, and we numbered them off. There was like 10 different ways, 10 different plays during that game that could have made a huge difference at the end of the game. So that we just don't focus on one team or one person. It's a whole team commitment, and we have to get better. We have to get, you know, one or two plays better, and we win that game, and that's been what the focus is. It's just getting better and improving and not making the same mistakes.
That's a good message, because there was a big difference between Spash and DC Everest last year, and this year the teams looked a lot closer, and just in the end, they made a few more plays down the stretch of that game. Otherwise, the teams were even in a lot of areas.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I told you our special teams were going to be huge for us. They, you know, they really helped us out, and then they were our Achilles heel, too. So I thought our punt team played exceptionally well. Our extra point field goal team kept us in the game. And then, you know, we've definitely worked on our kickoff team every single day this week. And so we're getting closer.
As you look back at that game, what were some of the adjustments that you thought Spash made at halftime that were effective? The offense had a more difficult time moving the ball in the second half than they did in the first.
Yeah, I think they did a few things more on defense that kind of shut us down. I think we got tired, you know, on both sides of the ball that second half, and that hurt us a little bit.
Yeah, I thought the defense looked tired when you had the two third and longs that they converted on you. They converted on a third and 10 and a third and 15. Right. And you're just in the mindset of, we're going to get off the field here. And those are, they're demoralizing to see them pick up those first downs.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, those are the frustrating things where the coaching staff was screaming out that they're going to run screen because we haven't been very successful on other things. And yet, they were still successful at it. And so, that's one thing that if you watch the Rapids game, they were very successful with their screen play towards the end. As a matter of fact, they scored a touchdown on that. So it's been a point of emphasis with our defense this week.
Assess Darren Sanchez's play from the first week.
I thought he played pretty good. You know, we didn't block very well up front for him. I thought his play was pretty good. Again, but we need to continue to improve. We need to catch some footballs, too. I didn't think our receivers caught the ball as well as they can catch a ball. So there was things to work on both sides.
You had seven running backs that had touches in that first game, and you had said running back was going to be by committee. From what you saw in that game and from what you've seen in practice this week, is there anyone who's moved up or is going to drop out of that rotation? Have you seen guys that you want to have more touches or fewer?
Probably Stevie Pagliolo will play a little bit more this week. Nathan Reedy's been a little injured, had a little back injury, and it's just been bothersome. He hasn't practiced a lot this week. So Stephen will probably pick up a little more of the carries on that side of the ball. But, again, nothing outstanding or to differentiate between all of them.
All right, let's talk a little about the upcoming opponent, Wisconsin Rapids. First of all, this is going to be a wet weather game, and that's going to be a different experience, particularly on the road, grass field. All of that's going to factor into how the game unfolds.
Well, it kind of makes it scary because I know they're not going to be the same team that they were last week. And the one thing I think is our speed was definitely that I thought we were a faster team. With the rain, that's going to equalize that speed out a little bit. So I might call, if it rains for 24 hours here, I might call Tony up and see if he wants to play over here. But I don't think he's going to, but I'll mention it to him because, you know, I think it's going to be a really muddy game.
I didn't think Wisconsin Rapids looked all that good against East, but, I mean, I could say that, and the coach has got to, you know, beat them and take care of business first. Teams usually show a lot of improvement from week one to week two. You may get a much tougher opponent than what we saw on Thursday night against Wausau East.
Oh, absolutely, and I think that quarterback, they're going to run him more, and they're going to make a few more adjustments on offense. I think we might see that fullback play both sides of the – or that – their fullback linebacker play both sides of the ball because they were effective doing some things with him on offense. So I think we're going to see an improved team. I think we're going to see a very physical team, and especially with the rain, it's going to be a physical game because it won't be a speed game. That'll equalize things out a little bit.
Any of your guys who played against them last year remember what Jason Wiernick did to you? He's their starting quarterback. I mean, he ripped you guys for 270-something yards, and he was doing that without his number one running back, so they were short, a big stud offensively, and he still had a big game. What do you see from the tape of that game and what you've seen in their week one to help contain him?
We've made a few adjustments, especially with our defense. We have more people on the quarterback, and so I hope that helps our outside linebackers and our play side inside linebacker will have the quarterback. Again, you still have to stop that dive back, too. And I know this year they're in split backs, which is a little different because they don't have that big, brooling fullback. However, you still better take care of the dive back first and then the quarterback. So I think we have one more person. We're a little more equalized defense this year in the 3-4 versus 3-5. So.
When they run that option, I mean, you talk about how you have to defend that. That's discipline, assignment-type football, and that's probably more critical than when you see other types of offensive sets.
The word of the week has been discipline. And everyone's got to have their assignments, and there's a number of times we practice without a football so that we make sure that, the dive back's taken care of, the quarterback's taken care of, and the pitch person's taken care of. And to do that, just don't run a football. And so we played a number of different practices without a football to make sure that everyone has their assignment taken care of. And where you get in trouble with this Veer offense is when someone doesn't count on the other person to make their play, and we have a breakdown, and then that's what they're betting on, and that would give us trouble. So it really has to be assignment football on defense. And we have to be more disciplined on offense. And there are a number of times our running backs ran to the wrong way, and we just broke down in our protection with Darren, and we need to do a better job with that.
All right. Good luck today, Coach.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Hey.